Hi, friends.
Hey.
TJ's Fanatico Podcast. Sponsored by Distill Union. The gifts the Distill Union has are awesome. Like, I just popped this up. Look, see, you're looking on the camera, you can see how handsome this is. It is on the back of my phone, and it's called the Wally Jr. You know, I just turned my flashlight on for some reason. It's called the Wally Jr. MagSafe. Wow, see how it's tough that magnet is, right? How strong that is? So it's not falling off. And then it's handsome, made of leather. I'm dropping it. Yeah. And look, this got how this works. We can just got this little lip thing. And you pull that up, it's magnetized, and then when you pull it up, well, I'm going to put this one in the front so you don't see my driver's license. See, pull it up, boom, there it is. Pull out your cards.
Easy.
Awesome.
Love that.
Awesome, awesome. So if you use the promo code ACETJ when you order this for your mans or for yourself, well, pop right on there. Use the promo code ACETJ at acetj.com/gift. You're going to save 20%. And love it, love it, love it. So acetj.com/gift to save 20%. Use ACETJ as the code. And then there are all kinds of other stuff there, all kinds of other things on there too that you will love. You will love. So continuing with the 15 types of annoying people, we're getting close to the end of the list.
Hooray.
Yay. So what we ended with last Friday was close talkers. Those are on the list, people who are right in your face talking when you're having a conversation with them. 15 types of annoying people. So we are hitting the top three today, or should say the final three, since they're not in any particular order of importance. So, number three on the list of 15 types of annoying people, coming up next. All right, let's get it. Let's get it. TJ's Fanaticos Podcast, sponsored by Distill Union, acetj.com/gift. 15 types of annoying people at number three, interviewers. Interviewers. Now, these are people who make you feel like instead of being in a conversation with them, they are interviewing you, where they do nothing but pepper you with questions. Boom, one right after the other. Boom, 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 boom. Now, this happens a lot because people say, you know, Riggins, they say that you should ask about people, show interest in them and what they do. People like to talk about their world themselves. I don't a lot of times want to talk about myself. You know, but there's a difference in saying, oh, what do you do for a living? And you say, oh, well, I'm a radio podcast personality and all that. You go, oh, well, that must be pretty cool. And then giving them an opportunity to say, what do you do? You say, oh, well, I'm a contractor and we're. But instead, they're like, so what do you do for a living? I'm a radio personality. All right. Oh, wow. So you work at a radio station? Yeah. What radio station do you work for? Well, syndicate. How many stations are you on? Where are those? Mm-hmm. Where are those stations?
Yeah.
So when you're selling advertising to people, do you do that? Do you have a staff that does that? How do you do with the podcast? Are you getting into podcasts? What's satellite radio about? Do you get competition from satellite radio? And it could be about your job or it could be about anything else, but it's just a nonstop bam, 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 bam question. And it kind of makes me uncomfortable. Like, okay, well, because then it borders along pushy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I a lot of times find out that I'm too far the other way, where I don't ask people enough questions. Like when my wife says, oh, you met so and so and so, well, where do they live? I don't know. what does he do? I don't know. How many kids do they have? I don't know. And it doesn't mean I don't care. It's just that I don't force it into conversations. You know, if it fits, it fits. Mm-hmm. Like if they bring up something about kids, go, oh, whoa, how many kids do you have?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever been attacked by an interviewer who instead of a conversationalist?
I think so. And I tend to believe it's more guys doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
That they're just overbearing with their questions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, you think it's just because the guys are more curious about things? Because they can't be more curious about personal things than women are.
Right. That's why I have a hard time figuring this out. Because women are genuinely more curious.
Mm-hmm. But it's mostly people who are like their jobs are along the lines of the type of job where they have to extract information from
maybe,
people.
Maybe so.
You know, like salespeople and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get people talking about themselves.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true, Riggins, that most people want to talk about themselves?
Probably. I think that's the natural urge to talk about yourself because that's your experience. But, I think probably it's true.
You and I, you think we're the only two that don't?
No.
The only two people that don't like to talk about ourselves?
No, I'm sure there's others out there. We need to stick together, though. Mm.
Now, you're one that'll block questions. Like, you don't pepper people and get, pushy about asking one question right after the other. But you ask questions that you know they're going to talk about. Like, they'll answer for a while. Like, they... things that they want to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of keeps them from asking you stuff about yourself.
Yeah, that might be true. There might be some truth. But you know what? I also learned that there's questions that you're not supposed to ask anymore. Like when I asked that girl, what do you do for a living? And she got real snippy with me.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then years later, it came out, there was that video that said, when you ask people what they do for a living, you're really asking, how should I treat you? And I remember thinking, no, I wasn't doing it like that. I was genuinely trying to make conversation because it was an awkward situation where there was one person that didn't know the rest of the group. And I was just trying to get a conversation going with the most innocuous question I could think of.
Right. Because to say the other is Marxism. Because you shouldn't be identified by your job.
And
that's what this whole country is obsessed with, their jobs and their careers and all that.
And you're assuming that based on their answer, I'm going to treat them like crap now?
Yeah.
That's your assumption? Well, I'm not going to. It's crazy. It's just
there are too many stupid people who think that they're smart. Whoever would come up with that is an idiot that says if you ask somebody what they do for a living, then you're basically asking, you're trying to find out how you should treat them. No, only jerks.
Yeah, maybe you
would be doing that. Yeah, you speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't speak for me. I'm not going to treat anybody any differently. She could have said, I'm an attorney. Well, I take that back. If she said I'm a professor, then I would probably treat her differently.
There's certain occupations. Yeah,
but not, I wouldn't treat her like she's beneath me, depending on the stature of her career.
Yeah.
If she said, I'm a doctor, I wouldn't treat her any differently than if she said, I'm a maid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
You're a psycho. If you think that's how people react when they hear what your actual occupation is, then you're a psycho. What a miserable way to look at the world.
Hmm. Now, somebody asked you at an event we were at in Birmingham one night if you were on the autism spectrum.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And that's a little out of the ordinary, to say the least.
Yeah. That was weird. That's a weird thing. But she meant with no animosity.
Yeah.
It was, she had a son, I think, that was autistic. And it was a genuine question. It was the environment.
Like, yeah. It was a party.
And we don't know each other.
Yeah.
So it's a bit forward.
I listen to you guys every morning. Riggins, I've always wanted to ask, are you on the autism spectrum?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit wrong place, wrong time kind of situation.
Maybe. So that is a perfect example of the interviewer, like also just asking inappropriate questions at the maybe the wrong time.
Yeah. It's just like, I've got a question and I have to ask it now no matter what.
Yeah.
That's the thing. and the answer is no.
Not that I know.
But Yeah, I just don't think that I would ask somebody that if I don't know them and they hadn't said, like if I listen to somebody on the radio every day and they've never said I'm on the autism spectrum,
yeah,
I would not, when I got the chance to meet them, ask them.
Yeah, right.
No matter what my life situation is,
yeah,
I'm not going to just ask somebody.
It's crazy. But then I realized, like, maybe she also was inappropriate because she upset Lindsay, who was on our show at the time, that night with something she asked her. Yeah. She had, like, a problem with asking inappropriate questions. I don't remember what she asked her, but I knew she was upset about it.
Yeah. So maybe that should go on this interviewer / people who ask inappropriate questions.
Yeah, I don't even know what it could have been, but she was upset.
Mm-hmm. Let me make sure this isn't on the list for tomorrow. Yeah, people also who will not come out and ask you the question that they want to know, they'll go, okay, let me ask you something. Now, you consider yourself to be a Christian, right?
Mm.
Right. And you were raised to believe that, right? So I'll give them two of those, and then I'll say, what are you trying to ask me? Stop interviewing me. Yeah. Tell me what you want to ask me. What kind of bone do you have to pick with me?
Right.
What's the question? Get to it. Don't try to, to act like, that scene with the clever Southern lawyer, cross-examining the witness.
Yeah.
Just ask what you got to ask.
Because we don't know each other, and you're already starting to pin me or put me in this box so you can have your gotcha moment. Yeah, not interested.
Yeah, question. What's your problem? What's your deal? Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Now, you consider yourself to be a Christian, right? And I always say it that way, consider yourself to be.
Yeah. It's like, where is this going? Mm-hmm. Where is this going?
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, so that is it. Number three today on the list of 15 types of annoying people. People who interview you instead of converse with you. Interviewers. Oh, that old countdown's getting close. Tomorrow we'll be at number two. Please, please try to sleep tonight. Don't let that keep you awake in anticipation. Love you. Bye.